Hello, hello, my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for the show with no name 2.0, which means that it's totally interactive. That's the idea behind 2.0. This is an interactive show where you guys can get in on the action. And to get in on the action is meteros en el ajo, maybe I think you would say, to get in on the action. And as you can see, we've already started out with some vocabulary. So grab your pens, grab your notebooks. And this is a strange one, to get in on. To get in on. There's two prepositions there. What's going on? Well, it's true. To get in on the action. You can even say to get in on it. So, hey guys, we're going to order a pizza. Can I get in on it? ¿Me puedo meter yo también? So, I don't know what the exact translation would be in Spanish. But again, another way to, let's say you don't know the word in Spanish. Well, then what do? You have to give examples. And I think that's a really good way of learning an expression or, because some, I could teach you an expression, but also what I've noticed that there are times when an expression fits in one case with one usage and it doesn't in another. So it's not always copy paste. You know what I'm saying? You don't just copy and paste and say, okay, pues esto siempre es esto. That would be nice. It would be great. But that's not the way languages work, because language is artistic, right? Language is not mathematical. Okay, there's a mathematical element. There's a mathematical element in music, if you think about it, right? That's the behind the scenes, as we say. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to the totally interactive English show called The Show With No Name. We've got a two-hour program. We are going to rock and roll for the next 2 hours. We're going to laugh. We're going to sing. I'm going to put you to the test. And most of all, we're going to learn English and laugh while we look at pop culture, humor, and everything that surrounds us. As I call you, you are my Show With No Namers. You are my FYIers. You are my English explorers. And we're going to explore some really exciting places on our English adventure today. So everybody buckle up. Buckle is hebilla. Doesn't that make sense? Click. Everybody buckle up. I think the word is hebilla. Hang on. Hold the phone, como decimos. Let's see. Buckle. See, it just takes 1 second. Hebilla. Hey, se me ha quedado. See how being exposed to words, you'll remember them? All right. Well, guys, buckle up because it is time for liftoff.
2-10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff, 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The Show With No Name. It's Show With No Name time. That's right, folks. Welcome aboard. It is the Show With No Name on Vaughn Radio, and it's a pleasure and an honor to have you all on board our nonstop rocket ship to wherever you want to go, como lo llamo yo. Esto es la nave espacial hacia donde tú quieres ir o quieres. Oy. Do you guys, you want to know how to stump a giddy? To stump es desconcertar, I think. Well, let's check it out. Do you know how to confuse a giri? Ask him to say something in subjunctive. Stump is tocón de un árbol, but also tocón o muñón. Muñón puede ser también an amputated limb, but that's not the one I was saying. To stump is dejar boquiabierto, dejar mudo, no tener respuesta. Seriously, it baffles us. Más vocabulario aquí, to baffle, desconcertar, confundir. So these words are related. And then we use the adjective. That was baffling. Baffling. So remember that when you learn a word like baffle, just think there's more. Because I'm baffled is a verb, right? But also baffling would be the adjective. And the same thing, we just looked at the word stump. Okay, the stump, if you're walking in the forest, it means a tree. A stump is an amputated limb as well, right? And to stump somebody is, wow, I don't know. I don't know what to say, right? I don't know. You stumped me. ¿Y qué miramos ahí en el verbo, que es un verbo regular? And, pues, es digno mirarlo también, right? So, these are different things we can do when we come across a new word, or a new idea, as I call it. Look into it. Don't just, no te quedas solo con stump. Dices, okay, stump. Dejar sin respuesta, dejar mudo. Okay, great. Stump, ¿algo más? Ah, yeah, well, it can be an adjective. Stumped, boquiabierta. You know, I don't know. A veces se puede expresar una expresión o una palabra de vocabulario con una mirada, con una expresión. So remember that too, guys. Obviously, if you're talking on the phone, you don't have it. You can't rely on it. No puedes depender de ello, but body language goes a long way. El lenguaje corporal da para mucho. So be expressive when you're speaking English, in your facial expressions, in the way you gesture, because all of that aids, ayuda, it aids in communication and being a clear communicator. So when you speak, people know what you're saying, and it's crystal clear, as we say. Acuérdate la palabra crystal in English. No con y latina, cristal, right? Con y, crystal, crystal. Okay, so we're going to take a look at a section here where I make sure you guys are getting all the content that we're sharing on a daily basis. I think you know the name of the section, and you always know it's coming, but you never know from what angle, and that is today's pop quiz. That's right, amigos. All right. Well, you know it's coming. It is the pop quiz. Are you following Vaughn? You should be. Okay, some people say, I don't like Twitter. Doesn't matter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on, I'm not even sure, Twitch, right? We're everywhere, right? So doesn't matter where you are. We'll be there to teach you all the English you need. Ahí estaremos para enseñarte todo el inglés que necesitarás. All right, well, folks, today's translation, or today's challenge, I should say, comes from one of Vaughn's posts, un post de Vaughn. And basically, I'll just read the post, a few words. ¿Cómo se dice suficiente en inglés? ¿Cómo se usa enough? Descúbrelo en nuestro artículo. And the good thing is, they're constantly sharing this. So then I clicked on the link, and I come over here to the link, and I open it up, and it's really nice. I love the layout. Layout, maquetación, ¿cómo está todo puesto? I'm speaking from the heart here. I don't know the web design of Vaughn Grupo. I don't know any of that stuff. I don't even know what that means. So, but I like the layout. Me gusta cómo está puesto, because it's like a mini class. And in that class, well, let me just read what it says. It says, en este otro artículo, o sea, this is a part two, aprendemos a utilizar enough con adjetivos, con el sentido de suficientemente. Ahora lo vamos a ver con cuando se coloca delante del sustantivo, okay? Y significa suficiente o suficientes. So what does that mean? Nothing. All that means is put an example in your notebook of what I just said. So, delante de un sustantivo que significa suficiente. So, algo que dirías, no tenemos tiempo suficiente. We don't have enough time. We don't have enough time. Okay? So, if you look at that, makes sense. It's exactly what I said, but it's the example. We don't have enough sustantivo. Great. There's another thing, though. Sometimes we use it with an adjective. Y eso yo creo que es el otro artículo, right? And sometimes we say, he's not tired enough, right? So ahora es un adjetivo. So what happens? The placement changes. Cambia donde está. So I don't have enough time, enough más sustantivo. And the one I just gave you, now I can't remember the example. He isn't tired enough. Adjetivo más enough. O sea, apunta la estructura. Pum, más pum, es tal. Y pone un ejemplo. This is the best way, because later, when you go back to your notes, cuando vuelves a tus apuntes, you'll be able to practice it. And here, they've given you 3, 6, 9 translations, just to make sure you got it. And it even puts the pronunciation, because it's not enough, it's enough. That O-U-G-H, like cough, like laugh, right? That same O. So eso es otra cosa. Puedes poner en tus apuntes palabras que acaban con O-U-G-H y suenan como F o A-U-G-H. Laughter, otra, ¿no? Laugh, laughter, que hay bastantes, you know? So that's the way I want you to approach note-taking. ¿Cómo tomar apuntes buenos? Porque luego, si tú solo pones enough, suficiente, okay, now what? Now what are you, how are you going to practice that? What does that, you know, what does that mean? Write what I said. It's really simple. Write the formula. Odio la palabra grammar. So put, I feel like más ing. Me apetece hacer lo que sea, right? So I feel like más ing. Easy. Okay, but ahora dices, pero bien, pero vamos a ver si lo entiendo y lo uso bien. So that's where the example comes in. Esto es donde pones el ejemplo, right? And this is where you say, okay, I don't feel like eating pasta for lunch. No me apetece comer pasta a la hora de comer. So then when you go back to your notes, you repasas en tu cabeza to feel like más ing es la estructura que voy a repasar. Tienes ya un ejemplo. And then your homework, when you go back to your notes, is come up with more examples. And practice those examples aloud, en voz alta. Okay? And again, I can't stress this enough. Use examples that make sense to you. All right? So, my amigos, here is today's translation. Now, there are many. Hay suficientes profesores de inglés en España. There are enough English teachers in Spain. ¿Ves? Enough sustantivo. Okay. There's enough money in my account. Dijo nadie nunca. Excuse me. It's laughable. Mira, otra palabra con esa A-U-G-H. Laughable. Es para reír. Es ridículo. Okay. So here is today's translation. Remember, follow Vaughn on social media, follow my colleagues, follow me, and it's just a way to make sure you are learning English every day. Even if you can't listen to the shows on the Vaughn Radio app or wherever you tune in via podcast, at least you'll be able to get that visual class. You'll be able to look at it in your timeline. So here we go, guys. ¿Hay suficientes refrescos en el frigorífico? Pregunta, ¿eh? ¿Hay suficientes refrescos en el frigorífico? Okay. There you go, my amigos. Let's see what we've got over here. Now, this one's interesting. This is an interesting one because this one breaks the rules. Rompe las reglas. And remember that English is a language of exceptions. So you could say it's an exceptional language. All right, let's see what we've got over here. Wow, a lot of people commenting and hello, good morning. Good morning to all of you who are commenting. Let's see. Okay, let's see. You guys are giving me examples of enough. Excellent. Great job, guys. Great job. But let's look at the pop quiz, just because if not, then I'll get lost. I got to stick with the order a little bit. But excellent. I love that you're writing examples. Make sure you write them in your notebook as well, and make sure you say them aloud. J.M. Hermosilla, I don't think you checked your comment, because it starts with the word art. So unless you're speaking in Shakespearean English, I think you made a little typo over there. So let's move on. Let's go to the next one, just because de primeras empezamos mal ahí. But it's okay. You usually do a good job. It was a careless mistake, como decimos. So let's see. Let's see if Laura checked it. Now, Laura, I've got to say, Laura, I don't know you very well, but you... And J.M. Hermosilla, you are too, obviously. But Laura, now since you're the first one I'm reading here, you are usually very thorough, muy concienzuda, and I rarely find mistakes in your comments, Laura. So, in fact, quite the contrary. I'm usually impressed by your comments. So, guys, I try to praise all of you. Intento dar elogios a todos, pero hoy toca a Laura. Laura, you've been doing a wonderful job. Excellent. Let's see. Now, are you going to make me eat my words? Oh, no. A ver si lo ha acertado la traducción del pop quiz. So, ¿hay suficientes refrescos en el frigorífico? Laura says, are there enough fizzy drinks in the fridge? Yes. Are there enough fizzy drinks in the fridge is absolutely correct. Now, I wouldn't say it, but it's right. ¿Ves? Hay dos cosas aquí. ¿Lo diría yo? No. ¿Es correcto? Sí. So, that's what you got to ask yourself, too. But fizzy drinks, I've heard it. It works. Fizz is... Eso, piénsalo, fizz. Vamos a ver, vamos a buscarlo. This is where our curiosity takes us on an adventure. So fizzy es espumante. Sabía, digo, no es espumoso, because that would be foamy or frothy para una bebida. Hey, guys, if you don't know this vocabulary, I'm thinking of two episodes of FYI that could help you out. First, the coffee episode. Hay un capítulo de For Your Inglés sobre el café. And we look at all the different vocabulary, synonyms. I mean, coffee is a cult. Es una secta. You know, it's a rite of passage. When you start drinking coffee, you know, it's when you start shaving. It's you know, it's a big thing. It's when you realize, oh, I can have more energy. Wow. Interesting. So I don't have to be so sleepy all day. Aha. Also, there's an episode called The Cola Wars. And what are the Cola Wars? Well, the Cola Wars are Pepsi versus Coke. Very interesting episodes, and you'll find some useful vocabulary, especially if you're going to be ordering, pidiendo, un café en Estados Unidos or in Inglaterra. So great job. Fizzy drinks. Let's see what other synonyms we can come up with there. Kubla says, are there enough soft drinks in the refrigerator? Excellent. Fridge corto, refrigerator largo, los dos nos valen. So fizzy drinks, soft drinks. Why do we call them soft drinks? Because they don't have alcohol in them. Yeah, that's what usually a soft drink is, because hard liquor, rum, vodka, tequila, that's hard liquor, the hard stuff. So obviously soft drinks, I guess would make sense, is stuff that is non-alcoholic. So soft drinks. Let's see. Be Yourself Bro says there are enough soft drinks in the fridge. Well, it's a question. So that's the affirmative. Almost. Let's see. Alicia says, are there enough soft drinks in the fridge? Excellent, excellent job, guys. I see a lot of people participating, and this is wonderful. Now, I don't think anybody said the one I would say. Sodas. Yeah. In the United States, in the United States, we have many ways. Ahora miramos. But where I come from, we say soda. So Coke, Sprite, anything with bubbles, anything with gas, right? Anything that's carbonated, we say. A carbonated drink is called soda. Okay? At least in my region. Now, some regions of the United States, they call it pop. Yeah, como. So I think I know why. Tiene mucho sentido. If you think, I'm just guessing here, but if you think about when you open up a bottle of soda, what happens to the cap? It pops. So I've heard it called soda pop. I've heard it called soda, and I've heard it called pop. And then, as you guys said, fizzy drinks, soft drinks, those are also other ways that we could say refrescos. I love it in Spanish. Refreshers. It's a really good, whoever marketed that term. Because soda, no me dice mucho. You know, soda, you're like, okay, pop suena bien. No, es como, wow, give me some pop. Pero yo nunca lo diría así. But refrescos, like, lo habéis vendido bien, eh? ¿Quién quiere un refresco? Who doesn't want a refresher? All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, as always, we are playing with words here. But if you want to learn English for free, remember, you have Vaughn Radio 24/7. If you have the Vaughn Radio app, you can download wherever you listen to podcasts. You can download all our shows or just the ones you want. I guess it depends on how much storage is left in your phone. ¿Cuánto almacenamiento tienes en el móvil? But guys, we have an awesome show today. I'm so happy you're here. We're off to a good start. Hemos empezado con buen pie. So let's move on, though. We're going to move on to a section we call Say What? Say what? What? That's right, amigos. You know it. It's our Say What soundbite only on the show with no name. And as always, it's a pleasure to have you here and participating. Now, this is perhaps the section of the show where you have got, I mean, you got a voice all throughout the whole show, right? Think about that. You guys are participating, but this is where you can really shine. Donde realmente puedes brillar, where you can show off and show us how well you express yourself in English, your opinion, because that's literally what you're doing. You're giving me your opinion, your feedback, right? Your observations based on what you heard. That's even a good exercise to do in your own language, you know, working on summing things up, paying attention, catching little details. I like to know, because this is an English show, if you recognize the accent as well. So everybody pay close attention. Ooh, difícil decir eso, eh? Pay close attention. Yes, pay close attention. O sea, presta atención, pero mucha atención, because you might recognize this one. But remember, the important part isn't where it's from or what it is. It's more about summing it up and then ultimately giving me what was said word for word. So here you go, my amigos. It's the Say What soundbite for the first time.
I love you, honey bunny.
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery!
Any of you fucking pricks move! And I'll execute every motherfucking last one of you!
All right, there you go, folks. Whoa, pretty intense. Wow. All right, well, don't send me your comments yet. Why? Because we have to go to a commercial break in less than a minute. So this is perfect. This gives you a minute to think it through. No pensarlo bien, darle vueltas, to think it through. So when we come back from our commercial break, you can express yourself eloquently in English, telling us a little bit about what you heard. And remember, you're going to hear it another three times throughout today's show. But right now, guys, we have to go, I can't believe it, to our first commercial break. The good news, we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more Show With No Name 2.0. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
The good weather has arrived, and with it comes the season for camps, with great adventures and activities, of course, in English. There's no need to wait for summer. Let your children live this great summer experience now with Vaughn, where they'll have an amazing time. Sign up now for the weekend camps on March 31st, before all the spots are taken. We'll be waiting for you. Call us at 91-700-1199. Or find us at www.grupovaughn.com. Vaughn, true learning.
Who are you?
I'm Richard Vaughn.
What do you do?
I teach.
What do you teach?
I teach English.
Who do you teach?
I teach Spanish people, usually, sometimes other nationalities.
Why do you teach?
Because it's fun.
Only because it's fun?
Yes, because it's fun.
You sound selfish.
And your students?
Well, if it's fun for me, it's fun for them.
It becomes contagious. The English language becomes contagious. The students become addicted, and finally, they master the language. It's a logical process. Don't you agree?
Vaughan Town empieza el domingo por la mañana y termina el viernes siguiente por la tarde. Son 80 horas. 80 horas de inglés real. Con gente real, no profesores. Los profesores te cuidan en clase, te enseñan, te explican, te ayudan. Esto no pasa en la vida real. La clase, el aula, es la parte de la piscina que no cubre. No tragas agua. Tu instructor te orienta y te arropa. Jamás pierdes el miedo al agua. En Vaughan Town no hay fondo. No tocas el suelo. Tragas agua. Sientes momentos de pánico, pero por fin consigues perderle el miedo al agua, perderle el miedo al inglés. Puedes recibir clases de inglés durante años sin romper la definitiva barrera de la confianza. Vaughan Town te la da en 6 días.
Ahora puedes aprender inglés con Vaughan y Alexa de Amazon. Solo tienes que decir:
Alexa, quiero aprender inglés.
Bienvenido a Aprende Idiomas con Alexa. Hoy vas a poder aprender lecciones de inglés nivel iniciación con Alexa en colaboración con Vaughan. Podrás aprender desde nuevo vocabulario a pronunciación y mucho más. Cada lección contiene secciones de práctica y de preguntas. Empecemos. Veamos ahora 5 actividades con el verbo ir.
To go.
Ir al gimnasio es
to go to the gym.
La G de
gym
suena casi como una H.
To go to the gym.
Dilo tú.
To go to the gym.
Correcto.
Eso es. Practica inglés con Vaughan y con Alexa de Amazon. Acuérdate, solo tienes que decir:
Alexa, quiero aprender inglés.
Esto sí que es un
buen comienzo. Te toca.
¿Tienes niños? Pues, ¿qué mejor forma que aprendan inglés que haciendo lo que más les gusta? En nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés se divertirán participando en un sinfín de variadísimas actividades en un entorno seguro y 100% angloparlante, acompañados en todo momento de monitores Vaughan. Campamentos de verano para niños. No abandones tu inglés.
Las plazas vuelan, así que llama ya al 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name 2.0. Exclusively on Vaughan Radio. That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name on Vaughan Radio. Don't forget, you can warm up for the show. Podéis calentar with my buddies, Richard Vaughan, mis colegas, Richard Vaughan, and his program, Richard Vaughan Live. And right after that, you got Fitz from 9:30 to 10:30 in his program, No Excuses. And Fitz is a master. And I don't even have to tell you about Richard. He's the guy who built Vaughan Systems with his bare hands, como decimos en inglés, con sus propias manos. And here we are, you know, me, 15 years into it or more. He's been at it. To be at it is dándole. He's been at it for over 40 years. So I love the comment. People say, oh, el Vaughan está montado en el dólar, le bajen ya. And I'm like, Vaughan, or Vaughan, as we call him, Richard, I call him, he's one of the hardest working people I know. He busts his ass. Partir el lomo, I think you say. Siempre me da hambre esa frase. We say he busts his ass. Y si no queremos ser vulgares, you can say he works his fingers to the bone, ¿no? Son dos formas de decir que lo da todo, ¿no? Trabaja muy duro. And he's one of the hardest working people I've ever met. And he's the first one who will tell you that he's had more failures than successes. But that's what he does. That's what's made him be successful, he said, by trying and trying different things. And, okay, that didn't work. Well, let's see what happened. And so I think that's how you do things. You know, if you can admit that you don't have all the answers and that, you know, you can grow with your students organically, I think that is a beautiful thing. And so when you see Vaughan, Grupo Vaughan is like this big company, remember, it's one guy, his family. And we're all, you know, we all feel like family, as I think many of you guys know. Seguro que muchos lo sabéis. So, guys, what we need to do right now is we need to listen to our Say What soundbite. Now, this is the second listen of today's Say What soundbite. And pardon the vulgarity. I didn't write this text, I wish. So pardon the vulgarity here. If there are children listening, I'm sorry. This is, I'll give you a clue, it's from a very popular movie. So, and I think even some music lovers will recognize it as well. I'm not giving you guys any more clues. That's enough. Hablando de la palabra enough. All right, here it goes, folks. This is the Say What soundbite for the second time.
I love you, honey bunny.
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery!
Any of you fucking pricks, move! And I'll execute every motherfucking last one of you!
All right, so it sounds like she's having a great day. Wonderful day, fantastic day. She's on top of the world. I'm obviously joking, right? Okay, so what did you guys hear there? What's going on? If you recognize it, it's okay. You can tell us, but that's not, there's no merit in recognizing it. It means you know pop culture. The merit here is in telling us what you heard in your own words and then eventually writing down word for word what you heard, as if you were an administrative assistant and you had to get down all the information. Okay, get down is another way to say apuntar. Y también es bailar. Get down, Jungle Boogie. I love that one from the movie Pulp Fiction. Great soundtrack, by the way. Okay, so Be Yourself Bro is the first one to participate. Guys, I'm being cryptically not, I'm being so obvious that it's like not cryptic anymore. I'm like, wink, wink, nod, nod, guiño, guiño. Be Yourself Bro says, I think it's a clip from an American movie in which a man and a woman dispute. Great word. The first calls for theft. So call for is pide, busca. The first calls for theft, and the woman responds to him, te falta el tú, with ugly insults. Okay, kind of. The dynamic isn't exactly, but I mean, there's definitely two people there, a man and a woman. There's kind of, but they're not fighting each other, is what I'm getting at. Be yourself, bro. Okay. Jayster. Jayster says, I can't listen to that clip or that flick bit without playing that music right after in my mind. Well, of course, man. And in fact, it's, you know, come on, man. I can't give you any more clues. If you love music and you love soundtracks and you love movies, then you might recognize this. But again, that's not the goal. Okay. That just shows me that you know a lot about movies and music. What I want you to do is show me you know a lot of English, right? Lopera, a restaurant heist. Okay. Eso no me demuestra que sabes inglés. Eso me demuestra que sabes dos palabras. Restaurant, que es muy parecido a restaurante, entonces esa no tiene mérito. Y heist, bueno, esa es buena. Pero yo prefiero frases completas, al menos en clase de inglés, ¿me entiendes, no? Okay, cool. J.M. Hermosilla says, it sounds like someone is talking on the phone. J.M. Hermosilla, la preposición ahí sería on the phone, okay? And after he hangs up, después de colgar, de haber colgado, there's a family row. Now, the word row, you can pronounce row or row, I've heard. Y es una pelea. También es fila. So I would say row, but I've heard people say a row. So ahí lo tienes. Row, row. Vase, vase. Ahí tienes otra. Florero. Los dos te valen. Vase or vase. So on the phone, he's talking on the phone, and after he hangs up, there's a family row with a child about a robbery. Okay, good. You heard the word robbery over there, which is very good as well. Okay, well, you guys are on the right track. There's something, the dynamic isn't exactly what you guys are saying, but okay, good observations. You're expressing yourselves very well in English. Let's see, Kubla. It sounds like a holdup. A holdup is un atraco, one of these. And everybody, stick them up. Hands up. No, en un banco, o lo que sea. So good word, a hold up or a stick up. It sounds like a hold up by two people. I heard a British man saying this is a robbery and a girl yelling, cussing, diciendo palabrotas, good vocabulary, Kubla, yelling, cussing, threatening, amenazando, threatening, and calling the victim's names. The robbers are probably holding handguns. Yeah, I think so. I mean, they sound pretty bold. Bastante audaces para no estar, you know, con armas. So I don't know. I'm asking you guys for what you heard. All right. Good job, though. Nata, as you said, Alberto, it is a scene from a movie. The man is romantic. Ah, see, that's interesting because that's the opposite of what some other people said. The, you know, that they were fighting. So, interesting take, Nata. I agree with you. I think there's some romance going on in there. Yeah, weird. I'm not saying it's your typical romance. So Nata says, as you said, Alberto, it is an episode from a movie. The man is romantic, a romantic one. However, his partner is so angry. She replays his invitation in an angry way. She replies to, right? Not replay. Replay is poner de nuevo. Como replay that song. I like it, you know? Let's see. Lopera said, oh, there's good. You got that first line. Ahora sí. Ahora es una frase, ¿sí? Ahora estás construyendo una frase en inglés. And let's see. So
you got that word. That first line is really difficult. Pone l'opera, honey bunny is getting nervous in a tense situation. Well, that's right. There's something about honey bunny in there. Laura says, it sounds like a scene from a movie where there is a holdup. Muy bien. Vemos esta palabra otra vez. And one of the robbers is threatening the people with swear words. Otro, swear words, cuss words, or bad words. Son palabrotas. Let's see, Oscar. Oscar says, it sounds like a backfire on a situation. So, lo más natural ahí, me gusta la palabra, Oscar, genial, backfire, salir por la culata. But it sounds like a situation backfired. Yo lo decía así, right? A situation backfired when an American man is trying to commit a robbery, but the owner faces him. Well, that's interesting, guys. We've gotten a lot of really, really good descriptions from you guys, but it's interesting because we've gotten a lot of different takes. Takes on tomas, opiniones. But either way, awesome job to everybody. Seriously, great job. All right, amigos, you're doing a wonderful job. I am very proud of you. You should be proud of yourselves. We're going to move on, though. It's time to move on. Uso este phrasal verb muchas veces. O sea, el stick around, el move on. Hay que saberlos, porque las uso a diario y varias veces, right? Move on, seguir adelante. Stick around is no te muevas, quédate quieto, right? O quieta. So, are you ready for today's spelling bee? Today I'm going to challenge myself to go the fastest I've ever gone in the history of spelling bees on the show with no name. Now that's 15 years. Well, no, we've been doing the spelling bee maybe for about 8 or 9 years when I realized that there was a huge deficiency, even in high level students when it came to spelling. And I said, ooh, we got to fix this. You have to know how to spell your email address. At the drop of a hat, en un momento cualquiera, en un segundo, right? Okay, de un momento para otro, I think, at the drop of a hat. A veces lo decimos con llorar, con llanto, right? The baby cries at the drop of a hat, con la más mínima, como de un momento para otro. Really good idiomatic expression, if you didn't know it. All right, are you ready, spelling bee masters? Here we go. I want to know what these six words are, and I want to know what they have in common. The first word is S-C-R-E-W-U-P. The second word is B-L-U-N-D-E-R. The third word is F-A-U-X space P-A-S. The next one is F-L-U-B. The next one is S-L-I-P-U-P. And the last one is M-I-S-H-A-P. Give me a second, okay? Holy smokes. Holy cow. Now, if you got that, you are definitely a spelling bee master. So I want to know what those six words are. I want to know what they have in common. And don't fret if you didn't get them on the first go, because I'm going to repeat them in just a moment. And then we'll take a look at all of these words. Let's see. We've got Joaquin giving us three words or four words over there without commas. Is that what we're looking for, Joaquin? I think you know better. Si fueras nuevo, I'd say, Okay, but guess what? There's no need to participate on the first go if you don't think you have it. That's why you get two. So, guys, I think, again, I'll reiterate it. I am not interested in speed at all. Not if we don't have the precision, the accuracy we're looking for, okay? And, Joaquin, you are a speed demon. You're fast as hell. Quizá por lo de los trenes. I don't know, man. You are fast. But I don't want you to be so fast that it's not right. You get what I'm saying? Especially if you have a second go, right? So take your time, guys. This is not, a sprint. Decís lo mismo, yo creo. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we have somebody who got all of these words. Unfreaking believable, because as you saw, I was gasping for breath at the end. To gasp is, right? To gasp piénsalo, gasp. Right? Que estás intentando coger aire. To gasp es onomatopeico, ¿no? So, ladies and gentlemen, unfriggin' believable. Fast and accurate. I want you to give it up for your classmate, J.M. Hermosilla. And he got what they have in common, too. Dude, what did you have for breakfast? Please share. Wow, dude, that was, I don't know if it's the fastest I've ever gone, but I was really showing no mercy. So, great job. Kubla got it as well. Ismael got him. Oh, wow. Lupe, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Morlajo says, I can't shift words, commas, dots as fast. Well, that's why I said, just wait then to the second one. And then you can dot your I's and cross your T's. If you only heard it once, I'd understand. And you'd be like, okay, pues esto es lo que me ha salido. But I'm going to repeat them right now. So you have a chance to do it right, not fast. Right? And if you can do it right and fast, excellent. But our goal should always be to get it right. Then we can work on the speed. Because if you're practicing it the wrong way, what happens? Like, si yo aprendo, ah, tengo que aprender esta estructura y lo aprendo mal. Pues ahora tengo que reaprenderlo bien. Right? So, okay, here we go, guys. I'm going to repeat these words. I'm going to give them to you. I was going to say six times. Como no los pides después de seis, no sé qué decir. I'm going to give them to you another time at a very fair pace. Un ritmo muy, muy justo. Okay? The first word is S-C-R-E-W-U-P. The second word is B-L-U-N-D-E-R. The next word is F-A-U-X space P-A-S. The fourth word is F-L-U-B. The fifth one is S-L-I-P-U-P. And the last one, M-I-S-H-A-P. All right. So there we go, folks. Now, I imagine many of you will be getting it here in the second round, but really, really remarkable job to those of you who got it on the first round. The good news, though, I mean, the silver lining, what made this one a little bit easier is the words are pretty short. Sometimes I give you a first name and a last name. So when I said six words today, I meant six words. Quise decir seis palabras. So, sí, no, bueno, siete. Me siempre miento. I'm always lying about how many words I give you. All right, these are words that, I guess, let me translate it in the vernacular in Spain. En jerga de la que cualquiera usaría. ¿Cagada? ¿Paso en falso? ¿No? ¿La cagaste, Burt Lancaster? These are mistakes, ways to express mistakes. And the reason I chose these is because you guys are always making mistakes. No, I'm joking. Por un segundo te quedaste como, what? Are we really? No, no. No, it's because there was a huge mistake today in 2021. A container ship. Now, these are the ones that ship goods, productos de un sitio para otro. A container ship ran aground. Ow. Ran aground. Aground, una palabra. Del contexto, ¿qué? Bueno, te sigo y tú me vas a decir a mí qué significa. Porque a veces solo decir, ah, me acuerdo de eso, ya dices, ah, entonces tiene que significar esto. So, this is another reason it's good to know a little bit about current events, actualidad. So, vosotros me vais a decir qué significa to run aground. Te doy toda la frase. So, today, in history, in the year 2021, a container ship ran aground and obstructed the Suez Canal for 6 days. Now, tell me what run aground means. See? There were memes everywhere. You say memes, we say memes. There were memes popping up all over the place about this, remember, in the Suez Canal. All right, well, let's take a look at these other words to say mistakes. Now, the first one is a screw-up. Man, that was a serious screw-up, okay? Now, también es verbo. You screwed up. La cagaste. You screwed up. Fijaos que pongo la D de screwed con el up. So vamos a decir esa en voz alta. You screwed up. Screwed up. Right? No screwed up. It's screwed up. Screwed up. You screwed up. Okay? What a screw up. Verbo. Y luego sustantivo también. Okay? Screw up. The next one. And also, you can replace the word screw with F-U-C-K. So that was a big fuck up. You fucked up. Okay, esa evidentemente es más fuerte que screw up. Lo mismo que si yo te digo fuck you, es más suave screw you, pero realmente es más suave decirle a alguien que les den. So, is there a really suave way to say that? So, screw up, right? I love that word. You screwed up. La cagaste, Burt Lancaster. Blunder is the next one. Okay? And to blunder es meter la pata. Oh, he was blundering the whole time. Yo lo uso más, es verbo, pero yo creo que el uso más común en inglés es como sustantivo. Man, that was a serious blunder. Okay? Vaya metedura de pata, burrada, pifada, error. Right? Error garrafal, it says here. I remember one of my favorite podcasts, they were talking about Boeing, the airplane company, and they were having a lot of problems. And the podcast was twice a week. Now it's weekly. It's an aviation podcast I listen to. And they said, you know, every week we have to talk about a big mistake, a big screw up over at Boeing. And they said, we got to have a section. And I came up with a name, and they laughed. They didn't use it, but they thought it was very... Well, they used it on one of the episodes, and I called it the bi-monthly Boeing blunder. O sea, you know I love my alliteration. So, a blunder. B-L-U-N-D-E-R. Now, the next one is for our friends who love to speak French. Now... You want to learn all, or not all, but a lot of the French words we use in English? Listen to the FYI episode on the Eiffel Tower. That's right. I take you to Paris, and we discover all kinds of interesting things about the Eiffel Tower. But we also learn some of these words that are in common use in English, in the vernacular, no, en el día a día. And, And you know, now, again, as I say in the episode, I'm not saying that's how the French pronounce it. I'm saying that's how the Americans pronounce it. Okay, cool. So you can correct my French pronunciation, but I'm telling you how an American would use this French word, right? So this one is faux pas. Hey, at least we don't say fox pass. Fox pass. Bueno, piénsalo, es como Grand Prix. No es Grand Prix. En inglés decimos Grand Prix. La X es muda, porque creo que en francés, si no me equivoco, es muda. I'm going into I'm going to start being a French teacher now? Really? Oh, Jesus. Be careful, French speakers. Okay, so a faux pas. Now, this is different, too, because this is more like a social mistake. Like, you know, this is going to a party and talking about politics, you know? This is, going to a wedding... And upstaging the bride, quitándole protagonismo a la novia. That's a faux pas. It's something that shouldn't be done. Es un paso en falso. Es hacer el ridículo. Okay? What a faux pas. And again, no pronunciamos la X ni la S porque es una palabra francesa. The next one, flub. Man, you flubbed it. To flub. So... to flub something, fallar, estropear, meter la, creo que todos son meter la patas. Estoy viendo lo que tienen en común es, pifiar en, right? You flubbed it. You botched it. Toma, otra. Okay. And, so that one again is a noun. Okay. What a flub. What a blunder. What a mistake. Right? But also you flubbed it. You flubbed it means la fallaste. Metiste la pata. Okay, two more. The next one is a slip-up, which kind of makes sense, because to slip is deslizarse, right? So if you slipped up, oh, I slipped up, or that was a little slip-up, fue una metedura de pata. Otra vez, pifiar. O sea, todos estos son, yo no sabía pifiar. Right, I'm learning a new word here in Spanish. No sé si se usa o no mucho. So another one, What a slip up. Vaya cagada. And as a verb, you slipped up too many times, man. Okay? To slip up. And the last one, a lot of different ways to say when things go wrong. And the last one is mishap. Okay? Mishap. Now, a mishap is a nice one because it has this kind of feeling that it's not a major thing. Oui, como es cuando quieres decir, hemos tenido un percance. Este es más suave. Esta es la que me gusta a mí. That was a little contratiempo. A minor accident. A little delay. Un poco de retraso, right? Un percance, un accidente, un contratiempo. Esta la usaría, es muy buena para usar. Oh, I'm sorry, we won't be able to get you the document on time. No vamos a poder darte el documento a tiempo. We had a little mishap in the office. Un percance, un accidente. So, folks, you know a lot of ways to say to screw up. And you know what? We have to screw up. How do we evolve? How do we continue to evolve as students, as people? We make mistakes. We learn from them. We move on. And speaking of moving on, we have to go to our second commercial break. I hope you guys are having fun. I hope you're learning. When we come back, we've got so much to do. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano. Es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos. En los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
La verdad que ha sido una experiencia increíble, sobre todo, bueno, las personas de ceremonias, tanto Carmen como Carlota, el feedback que hemos tenido con ellas, luego el buen ambiente que hemos tenido con todos los grupos, tanto las personas anglosajonas como los compañeros españoles, y luego la inmersión y la intensidad que hemos tenido ha sido siempre de una manera constructiva.
He venido sola sin mis compañeros, lo que a priori me daba un poquillo de angustia, porque claro, vienes sola, eres un poquillo tímida, qué sé yo, pero después tú llegas aquí y la verdad que aquí toda la gente como que intenta todo el mundo de ayudarte, todo el mundo es muy amable. Además descubres eso, que hay valores como internacionales, la solidaridad, el ayudarse el uno al otro. No sé, la verdad que está siendo interesante y luego creo eso, que hemos mejorado un montón, por lo menos en mi caso, a la hora de escuchar, más que en hablar, en escuchar. Porque muchas veces eso, hay muchos acentos diferentes, el hecho de poder identificar cada uno y escuchándole está interesante.
Venga a Vaughan Town, conozca lo que el pueblo anglo de Vaughan puede hacer por su inglés en tan solo 6 días. Llámenos al 911-335833, 911-335833 y viva la experiencia Vaughan Town.
Bienvenidos a la mini clase de hoy. ¿Cómo decimos cuesta en inglés?
Slope.
Muy bien. ¿Cómo sería entonces ayer subí y bajé la cuesta 3 veces?
Yesterday I went up and down the slope 3 times.
That's it. ¿Y cuando algo te cuesta porque es complicado decimos?
It slopes.
Meh. Para expresar que algo te cuesta, lo que decimos en inglés simplemente es I find it hard. Vamos a practicarlo. Levantarme por las mañanas.
I find it hard to get up in the mornings.
Very good. Entender las películas en inglés.
I find it hard to understand the films in English.
To understand the film in English.
To understand the film in English.
Very good. Aprender inglés.
I find it hard to learn English.
To learn English, very good.
¿Y a ti? ¿Se te hace cuesta arriba el inglés? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 911-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Escúchanos en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar. Descarga la app de Vaughan Radio.
Este verano, tus padres te van a apuntar a la Academia de Inglés. ¡Todo!
el verano estudiando.
¡Mami!
Tus hijos no saben que les encanta el inglés hasta que los traigas a Vaughan.
Tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés. 911-335-832. 911-335-832. Ahora con nuevas facilidades de pago. Pago a plazos sin intereses. Llámanos al 911-335-832. Campamentos de verano Vaughan. El líder del sector. 911-335-832. No lo dejes para el último momento. Aprenderán inglés mientras...